Hey guys, I hope all is well out here in the spiritual streets. This weekend went by fast. It was good though, but it went by fast. I hope all you are well. I know that a lot of energies are occurring out there in the collective, and things been wild for the month of February. February out here is like February is gangster, and it sucks because it's Black History Month. I mean, Black History Month should be amazing. We should do special things, especially for the Black spiritual community. I'm like, oh my God, we may need to have to do something for next year. Like, we need to have to, like, let's get it together. Let's make sure that next February of 2025, that we instill empowerment of the Black community, especially in the spiritual community. In the spiritual community next year. And people should make it feel like a family reunion, but for the spiritual community. So I ask for all the spiritual, amazing people to project that next February, that the spiritualists and the healer community create a pathway for abundance for everyone. Harmony, no war, because I feel like they should have a truce in the month of February. You can go lose your shit on March 1st and celebrate your ancestors for the whole entire month. Everybody who's in the like the local life coaches, and you don't have to be like absolutely like spiritual, but all the Black people should definitely. We need to be celebrating Black History Month like it's freaking Kwanzaa. It's Christmas over here. We need to start doing something, a movement where we starting to bridge our communities together instead of separating it all the time. And I don't know why I just, you know what? I just did a meditation. I was like, why did I just think of that? There's so many people with beautiful gifts. And we spend most of it in war. We spend most of it in battle. And it doesn't take much to have a Black, what is it, utopia? Even if it's just for 28 days. I feel like we should make Black History Month. You know what? I'm seeing a spirit. This is probably where I'm getting it from, because I'm seeing a spirit over here. We should be making Black History Month absolutely amazing every single year. We should get all the people who are in the African tradition should just show out all their beautiful, I call it like well-being, happy, abundant, glorious, blissful energy into the collective. Because a lot of these people are in business, but it's nothing like having, we always in business for war, but never in business for success, right? People fight through success. It's not even enjoyable the way these people go through success. Again, freedom. How do we, why do we instill, why are we going to the pathway that we're on, right? But can you imagine people who work with Hecate and people who work with the Orishas and the people who are Santeria, and they all get together? And to me, it's almost like a pilgrimage of community. No one's separate, everybody's together, no matter what, and create this unit. Christians can do their own thing because you know how the Christians are. And everybody at once to celebrate every Saturday or Sunday for the whole month of February. Everybody should be doing their podcast. People should be selling their products. People should be smiling and looking like absolutely like one of their favorite Orishas. Shit, we should be having parades every weekend. We should be having community service. Every like it should be like Thanksgiving when Christmas comes around and October hits 31st and people have their Halloweens, it goes right into community service. It goes about helping the community, helping the less fortunate. And it's in the dead heart of winter. People need more community service in the winter than any other time. We can do so much for our community if we just thought about it. And it'd be a powerful thing. to bring that into manifestation. And that's a beautiful manifestation to start seeing people to see people come together. Even if it's just for 28 days. 28 days, you can break habits every day. 21 days is all you need to break a bad habit. Can you imagine what we could do as a nation of all of us on the same chapter, same page? And next year, we created this movement. This movement should start today so that we'll be ready for it next year. Hopefully, somebody else will take that idea and go forward and do something amazing with the community. It's just such an amazing. Could you imagine ever coming, all the Black people coming out with all these podcasts that are amazing and empowering and love filled, and how to reach, cleanse your generational curses, and being the spiritual mother and spiritual fathers that's necessary right now. Our spiritual community needs that right now. So I've been thinking about that all day. I was like, isn't that amazing? If we could do that for the community, especially some of you guys who have extraordinarily amazing connection to your team, amazing sport, connection to your spirits, and to get them to transform, and maybe even if you can't do it this year, build them up so that next year you can have a I call it a glorious crown, a glorious showing, right? Works and wonders. I've been getting a lot about anniversary. Something about anniversary. Y'all remember that song? Anniversary. Anniversary. I'm getting something about someone's coming into their year or going into their 1 year. I'm getting a lot about anniversary. So, I looked at the collective. And collective this February, it's been straight. I'm just looking and I'm like, oh my God, February is the comment, the energies in collective. I would have to say that if there was a theme for February as of so far, it's the 18th, I would say that it's Proverbs 11. If this could be anything, it'd be Proverbs 11, where there's wisdom, and then you reject wisdom and then be consumed by your own wickedness. Read that. It's a powerful, to me, this is what we're experiencing. And it's like a lesson that I'm like really asking God, I'm like, are you playing games with these people? Does it look like a test that everybody's up against and nobody's realizing they're getting tested? Not just from the lower, but from the higher too. I'm just looking. It's like we watching. Here's it. How far can you go? How low can you go? I don't know if y'all remember that song. How far, how low can you go? I can't remember. It's like a go-go song or something like that. It's an old school song. Yeah, February came in with a bang. And so we're seeing people go through some things that is not normal in a sense of, I'm not gonna say the word, I'm not gonna say the K word, comma, but it's more like judgment. We started off with a gentleman cursing to the heavens and to the lower realms at the same time, catching a fire. Looked like he was being burned at the stake in the heavens. I think it's called corporal fire, something like that. Where it's punishment of love, where God will set you on fire due to the sins you have. Then we got another paid man, another man who was paid to come to you. To maybe do you in some sort of way. He does some special Jedi mind trick to only come to find out that he calls tricks the spirit. Not knowing calling this tricks the spirit was the end or soon to be. He calls this tricks the spirit to do you in. Oh, but he called the wrong spirit. That spirit came through like a, well, he was worse than a hurricane. He came in slow. In the pitch blackness in the void, there was a light shining on that man. I looked around, there was no windows, nothing. The only thing was in the entire spot was the spotlight over his head. And a voice came from the spotlight and said, "Sheila, move back. Get out the way." And I looked and I said, "Is that God?" Okay, I back up. This young man had two double-barrel guns like he was in a movie of John Wick. He saw a door. He was aiming his gun at the door, shaking in his boots, sweating from head to toe, like he went through some torrential rain. That was worse than torrential rain. He was soaking wet. Unusual sweat. Sweat or rain, one of the two. He was dripping. He was shaking. When I say shaking, I mean the soul was shaking. He had two double barrel guns. He said, "I gotta get it first. I gotta get it first." And I looked and I could hear the spirit coming. I said, "Oh snap, let me get the way. Let me back up a little bit more." That thing opened that portal. He didn't even open the door. He opened the portal and he came through slow. And he said, "Hey Sheila." I was like, "Hi, Bo." We talked like we were best friends while he was coming through the portal. He was dressed too. I said, "Oh, look at him dressed." He was like, "Hi, Sheila." He said so cute. He looked so cute. He was like, "Hi, Sheila." I was like, "Hi, Bo. Hi." I had to say it just like he said it. And I was out the way. He ran upon that man so hella quick. Lights out. I was like, he trying to banish this thing. That thing whipped around so fast. Look, I said, "Brother, you ain't gonna never look in the mirror the same. I would advise you not to look in no black mirrors no time soon." That thing was, he zipped around so fast. He was like, boom. I said, "Oh, snap. Done. This spirit is pissed. Don't be calling up spirits any old kind of way." Some of you guys don't understand that you may have an ability, but you may not have honor. You may not have the respect of these spirits. Just because you got it don't mean you can keep it. Don't just because you got it don't mean you should use it. Somebody says, "I told you." Somebody was real adamant. I'm like, "Oh no." That spirit was like, "Oh no, I'm gonna get you, and I'm gonna get you good." That's how that spirit looked. This man is in trouble. I'm like, "I don't think you want to open that candle again. You may not forget. Don't wait 5 years and forget that you like that sucker. He come back. He gonna come back. And he gonna snatch your soul. You had the light of pretty much death over your head. God was looking at you like, well, this is it. This is it. If not, it's going to be soon." That spirit looked like he had a bone to pick. Like, since y'all like picking on bones, it looked like it had one for you, sir. If you ain't pissed, you will be soon. Well, maybe pissy, because that thing was pretty bad. Oh, you said, "Oh, sure. Oh, and this is just the month of February. So we got a man on fire. Now we got a man running from a trickster spirit that's going to literally stalk him till he die." Now you say, "Oh, sure, it's not gonna get no worse." Oh, it gets worse. We got the new moon energy, and somebody decided to lose their whole mind. They want to create a diabolical crater in your life. They said, "Oh, let me whip this up. Whippity whip, 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 whip." They sent that shit out. That shit was coming like it was like, "Ha! I'm coming to destroy." That shit turned around like zoop, back like I'm a wrecking ball, right back to the center. Spirit's like, "Oh no, not today. Not today. Whoever decided to do that spell didn't do one. They did multiple spells. I said, oh, they really fucked up. It was so bad. I could see it from where I was. I said, oh, snap. Whoever called this shit should have been dead on arrival. I mean, fucked. Now they decided to say, you think it would stop? No. They had to keep on going. They had to hire somebody to stand there and eat and watch you to see if you was going to have some kind of ill effect. And then here they go. Each day, sending more spiritual work. They had to make sure that boom, let me sit again. Boom, boom. The spirit came to me. He looked at me. I looked at him. He said, oh shit, I can't fuck with this bitch by myself. He's like, oh shit, no. He came back with his crew. That angel, the spirits came back with a crew. The spirit came back. God. I was literally like, okay. I must read something new for these people. Them spirits all clustered together. They were all clustered together, like, oh, what? Who is this bitch? Ain't nothing like, ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Those spirits came back with it all clustered together, like, oh. Ain't nothing like a real thing, baby. It was like something out of a Japanese anime. How those spirits were looking. It was like, we ain't going in there. Like, uh-uh. The spirit looked back and said, yes, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. He's like, She's gonna tear us. She's gonna fucking wreak havoc. She looks too ready. They're like, y'all should see them all closer together. They're like, nope. We passed on this one. They all left. I'm sure it was more than 15 spirits. They were all, you see them all close, like, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. I was like, hear me. It's nothing like the real thing, baby. I hadn't even turned up yet. Haven't even broke out on the sweat. I said, what you think? What I'm gonna do? What if I have to turn up? What you think I'm gonna do? These spirits hadn't even seen me turn up yet. This is not even octane level one. You say, sure, you got more? I got a whole lot more. These spirits like, who you sparing? I'm not sparing nobody. I got patience with Job for a reason. Now the spirits looking at me, they look, I said, look at me, look at you again. Y'all need to stop sending these spirits. I'm pretty famous in the spirit world, if you haven't noticed. I'm pretty well famous. I was told by an angel. Jill, you know you well, very famous. You're a celebrity. I said, am I? He's like, yeah. You're a celebrity out there in the spiritual realm. Yes, you are. Everybody's talking about you. And I said, really? They're like, yeah. Oh. Isn't that interesting? I'm not really a witch, though. They're like, yeah, but you'd be kicking ass. I was like, oh, really? I haven't broke out in the sweat yet. Oh my God. So the entities go back. So he's like, I'm thinking, okay, these people had a whole weekend. I'm like, I'm surprised they're still alive after the fuck shit they did. Monday night. Two's going to someone here. Somebody come with a serious level of projection. I mean, they was gonna make me feel this shit. They was like, ah! I'm over here looking at this thing like it's a Rubik's Cube. I'm over here like Doctor Strange. Bing, 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 bing. I'm like, bing, 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 bing. You're talking to the wrong one. They're like, how in the fuck is this shit stopping my projection? I'm gonna stop a lot. I feel like I'm getting boot camp training. I was like, is y'all fucking with these people? Who are they talking to? Who is giving them this bad counsel? Nobody got good counsel over there. They interrupting my sessions now. I'm like, oh, now you're gonna interrupt me when I'm having a customer. Yeah, you're gonna just interrupt. You're just really trying to intercede. Nothing like the real thing, baby. So now you say, oh, sure, there's nothing. Oh, nothing. Oh, no. There's more. Whoever decided to go through death spell has really done it now. I thought it was done before, but oh, they just have to keep proving to themselves how much worse it can get. Okay, I wouldn't want to be on that ship. You want to know how bad it is? Let it go. So there's a woman driving on a highway. She's got three people in the car with her. So that's four people in the car. Two other people on the other side of the vehicle that didn't join into the vehicle, but they were marked. For what? Judgment. Oh, don't. Let's begin the story. They start to drive and she's in the car. Ooh, do, 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 do. I need to kill this bitch. That's what she said. I need to kill this bitch because if she can't expose me, I'm going to be ruined. None of the spell work is ruined. This bitch breaks every spell. The girl in the back seat says, well, why don't you do this? She says, I've done it already. So I said something else. I've done it already. I've done it already. She breaks every fucking spell. The girl says, "Well, you're an amazing practitioner. You got an initiation, and you got ancestral family. You should be able to take care of this. Why are you asking us?" And she says, "Because every spell is breaking. It don't last." She says, "If I can't get this bitch, I am ruined." Then she starts to wail, like crying, wailing. She said, y'all gotta help me. Help me. And then she started screaming, help me, help me. And she let go of the steering wheel and started to like carry on. Like, I don't know what. The girl told her to hang on to the steering wheel. When they compliment her, every time they compliment her, you can hear the spirit say, gas pedal, gas pedal. Every time they complimented her, she sped up in the car. And as she saw her angels giving her signs, turn back now. There's no more, there's nothing ahead. Just turn back. Go to paradise. There's nothing left. It's too far, too late. Turn back now. This isn't the way. She said, fuck them angels. The angel was so desperate in trying to save her ass. She really needs to thank that angel. He's working overtime. Taking the charge for you. He is working over there. He jumped onto the other side of the street. He on both sides like a dupe, like twins. Just please turn back. You got a chance to turn back. Turn back now. Let it go. I mean, this angel was doing everything. This is the same person who got this is she's getting these angels. And the person on the one who had the what is it, the twins, Serena twins. He too got a stop sign and a warning. Nobody's taking their signs. Y'all intuitive as fuck, and you're not taking no signs. Shit. And these are life-threatening signs. This is not like, oh, don't do it and you'll be fine. No, this is like, bitch, you keep going, bitch, you're gonna die. Signs. This is like not normal judgment signs. This is your angels literally trying to save that ass. This is somebody who's rejecting wisdom at every corner. I'm pretty sure there's somebody that have told you at least say, man, let's let it go. Let it go. Come on, move on, move on. Has anybody said, no, this situation as far as it has gone, I'm pretty sure she's ignored every sign. This agent was working double, triple time. I said, oh, and this one's really trying to work. I said, this one's worse than the one with the Serena sisters. I said, oh, this one's really in trouble. That agent started to speed up. He started to duplicate himself. You know how you see the pole signs? He started to double amplify himself in between the spaces. I said, oh no, he really is trying to save her ass. She said, fuck that angel. Then all of a sudden she's driving down the road, and every time they say, oh, you're amazing, your family, you can do it, you can take care. She sped up and she said, y'all not gaslighting me, are you? She had to stop and look because they go from gaslighting to kind of like slur, like a little slide jab. She said, y'all, oh my God, y'all not gaslighting because I've been doing all this and y'all told me I was great and I was this. And she's like, it's like every time they told her something, she became more of a beast, more merciless. It's like whatever they said it to her, she gassed that energy up and she was like, no mercy. And she said, and she got spooked. She's like, oh my God, please don't tell me you're out here just telling me shit just to make me feel good. And they're like, no, you're amazing, no. Give another idea. She says, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. She started to wail again. She wailed so bad that she turned to, she had to let go of the steering wheel, foot down to the max of the gas pedal. Car started to whir from side to side of the road. The girl on the passenger side started screaming, grabbed the steering wheel, said, please get a hold of yourself. Get what's going on? Like she had never seen this woman unhinged and just wailing out. She's like, you're scaring me. I said, you're scared now? Bitch, you look like you're in the vehicle. Okay. Drag. They're going to, what? She's like, I'm scared. What's going on? She's trying to get the steering wheel, get the steering wheel. Oh my God, we're going to crash. She said, fuck the steering wheel. I said, well, she said, fuck to the angel. And now she's saying, fuck to the steering wheel. Okay, y'all all going to go down this shit. Now she's in the pretty much in the back seat, smacking the girl in the back seat because the back girl in the back seat said, like, give her a suggestion but a sly mark at the same time. So she started to smack the girl, and she said she had to catch herself. She went into this like very demonic face, like, bitch, I'm gonna fuck you. She said, oh no, smile. Oh no, smack, 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 smiling. I said, oh, y'all got this whole smile while trying to kill your ass look. I said, yeah, this must be a tart thing. She went and changed her voice and like, oh, no, it's not a smack smack. And then the girl on the psychic on the girl on the passenger side screamed and said, please take the steering wheel. She said, fuck the steering wheel again. And the girl said something slick to her, like, what has got into you? It's nothing that serious. I thought you said you're just gonna fuck this girl for a while. That this is getting out of hand. And the woman looked at her and she said, fuck you. I'm gonna die. And started mollywhopping her on the passenger side. I'm ruined. You know how people on the social media, they're gonna ruin me on the social media. They're not gonna stop talking. I'm ruined. They're gonna talk about me, my legacy, my. She started, she started talking, vomit. All of them start. Now nobody's on the steering wheel. Just so y'all know, the whole entire time she's got the foot to the metal, mollywhopping the girl in the back seat. Now she's mollywhopping both girls on either side. I said, well, this is, hear me. I'm flying in the air, by the way, going, this is fucking stupid. None of these people got wisdom. They're weaving back and forth all over the highway. I say, wow. I call judgment at this point. Judgment, because they got no mercy for nobody, not even for themselves. They're weaving all over the highway, avoiding every sign to be let go. Let it go. This bump or whatever Tim Tony Braxton song is. It's a wild time to hold that kind of animosity. And it's not even for a small thing. You a lot of people probably assume, because we into this assumption thing, that it was probably over a slight, cuss out or whatever, slight remark. But this is not slight. Going all the way to this level is more than just somebody's a bitch, somebody's a hater, somebody's a blah blah, whatever. Because everybody deals with haters, no matter what. But to go to the levels where you're destiny swiping or trying to enslave somebody, and then trying to make a story seem like it's something else, it's a whole thing. Because people are taking actions now. People are taking whatever assumptions this person's making, and of course, I always tell people the presumptions The presumptuous action, which is to take action against someone or to take action against something without evidence, unwarranted. So people are taking unwarranted actions against people, against innocent people in the community, not knowing the real reason why these people are doing what they're doing and why so long and why so hard and why so nasty. So you go, they're going down the road, weaving all over the place. And I'm just looking at this like, wow. So I'm hoping, I'm like, oh, maybe one of these people will have good counsel. Not a damn one had good counsel. They just got worse and worse. She's just wailing because each time they say something, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it, I've done it. The girl said, and the girl in the back seat's like, well, shit, you might as well let this shit fucking go. Boom, wailing again. I mean, you did enough. What else do you want to do? You didn't fuck everything up. So what else? Like, that's how the girl was kind of acting in the back seat. She's like, you did everything. So if you did everything, why you keep going? It's like she kind of got that kind of attitude. Still giving her ideas, though. She carried on so bad that the girl in the front seat called, and which I don't know, there's nobody on the steering wheel. She called a spirit. The spirit came and put his whole head into the windshield. Of course, angels are huge. He blocked every piece of view in the window. Nobody from either side could see in front. So now this angel's or the spirit is peeking in, going, yes. And she says, I need an idea how to kill this bitch. So now they got the spirit talking, the girl in the front seat talking, the woman driving talking, and the two people in the back seat all talking at once, like pure chaos, trying to figure out how to kill a bitch. And they went many, many miles in this state with her not, with no hands on the wheel, nor seeing what's in front. And I zoomed up because, I'm flying. I'm like, something's not right about this aura, this energy. And I tip my finger out and tap my tongue and, tap your tongue. Go, huh? This air. This air seems like trickster energy. This realm is like trickster. And I said, wait a minute, let me turn around and look. And I look at the road that she came from. And I look with my psychic eyes and I said, there's no end to the road. There's not a traffic stop. There's not a highway. I mean, a traffic stop, no gas station, no people, no nothing. The straight desert. I zipped back around and I'm looking for, where she's going. And I'm like, it's still no gas station, no rest stop, nothing. It's just endless, endless, endless road. And I said, that is odd. And so this is when I start to say, does nobody know where they're at? I think these people are in a very, very strong illusion. Strong illusion. This is what you fucking get. And spirit looked at me, and all of a sudden a voice came, boom. He says, they headed to purgatory. I said, excuse me? He said, they headed to purgatory. I said, purgatory, you have to be dead. He said, they're on the way. I said, pause. You mean to tell me that this woman had led these people on the road to purgatory? He's like, yep. And the other two in this, and they hadn't gotten in the car. They're going on the same route. I said, you say, whoa. I said, this is, I said, wait. Stop playing with me. He's like, no. She's there on the road to purgatory. I was like, oh, snap. Oh, snap. And all these people that have been helping her out literally stand in front of a moving bullet train. Close up. That's what it looks like. I was like, so you mean to me all these people that have been helping and watching and all this shit is gonna be feeling this? He was like, this is not gonna be small. I'm like, when he said that, I was like, oh no. I was like, there's no way you can be that kind of an enemy to set yourself straight to hell. And I looked, y'all, they could not stop plotting and planning. I said, if this is not bullying and gang stalking, then it is definitely a plotted murder. I said, there's no way. I said, I understand people Dusty swipe all the time, but this here, this bitch is trying to Dusty swap and killing herself at the same time. I said, she's gonna be ending up a build a bear bitch. You'll never look at another build a bear as the same. You can pair yourself on, you got powers and you got blessings, you got anointing, you put yourself on a pedestal. Maybe you did some witchcraft to do it. I don't know. You say, I want to be this, I want to be the greatest of all time. And you got exactly what you asked for, and then you stood on the pedestal, and then you felt that, like, you wasn't enough. And then you say, I want to get all the good qualities out of certain people. And you started to hit one person. And then you think, okay, I got it. Let me do it again. See, when you do it again, you're going to do it to somebody else. That's why I call them people these build-a-bear bitches. Going to try to build themselves up like Frankenstein in the spirit. Then they want to act upright in their wickedness. And then have everybody agree. Oh, everybody agrees with me. I'm a build-a-bear bitch, and I'm here to kill a bitch because I need her lung. I need her heart. I need this. I gotta fit the pieces so I can stay on this pedestal. Ain't nobody saying, can you work on it? Whatever you need, can you work on it? Did you really have to go and steal people's cachets or energies and pit your pieces together so you can rock high on success and not knowing the consequences? And the thing about people is that one do it, all do it. So now you got all these people following suit in your activities, and you're getting ready to go straight to purgatory. And now these people behind you have already done the same thing. You as a leader. And Martin Luther King said it to me. He said, Sheila, look at the spirit of the person. These teachers out here, he said, look at what they're trying to manifest. Freedom is what they're trying to manifest, but look at how they're doing it and look at the spirit. These people will lead you to salvation or destruction. And the woman was telling, I could see this teacher. She was teaching these kids, and these people were coming to her, and they had trust. Whatever she said went. One student came to her, and she had an opportunity to make the right decision. She told this person wickedness. This person walked two, not even two, three steps away from her and fell from grace. And it wasn't just one person. It was a multitude of people falling from grace from her extension of her teachings, her energy, her desires that she saw for herself has poured into these people, and these people are getting ready to fall from grace. I hope there's enough teachers and preachers to come back and save some of these students. Hopefully they're not doing the same thing to their students. People looking for energy batteries, trespassing against innocent people and thinking they're getting away with it, and the whole time the spirit is going, Some of these people are rising up high in the spirit, and they're starting to make mistakes. When one do it, all do it. And these spirits ain't acting the same. Y'all thinking, oh, I got away with it. I'm taking advantage of my power. No, baby. It's God letting you do it, seeing how far you go. Do you have any integrity? Do you have any moral compass? Do you have any grace left? Do you have any compassion for the next man? Do you continue to trespass against people? And then want to stand upright, and then you want to be angry when people are trying to fight for their lives. You start to experience judgment, and then you're upset. These people are trying to live the life that they're supposed to live, and these people are blocking each and every way. I always tell people, sometimes you build a house, you will build a house on quicksand. If you're stealing people's energies and stuff like that, and you're not understanding, you're thinking, okay, I got it. Boom, I got it. Yeah. Not understanding your long-term judgment. Some of you guys are so in trouble, and I'm not talking normal trouble. You got people says, who got you got friends on the other side? Well, I'll let you know I got the Alpha and Omega. One man is on fire. One is gonna get chased by a trickster spirit, and the other half is on the way to purgatory. And then you're gonna keep calling these people and say, I assume this. So these people go into a presumptuous actions to attack innocent people because of you. They trusted you, and you literally put these people in front of a moving bullet train, close up. They ain't got no time to move. They hit, bam. And you keep doing it over and over again. How much harder do I gotta go? How much got and everything you're doing is hurting against yourself. You're trying to wreck people's business, it's gonna wreck yours. You're trying to wreck people's lives, wreck yours. You want to stop relationships, wreck yours. And these people are confused why they're having such a hard time. And then they're trying to hide that they're having a hard time, that life is not hard. No, you're creating a very, very harsh judgment to yourself. You mess with spirit, spirit's gonna mess with you. A kid was out here stealing people's energies and clout worthy. He stole somebody's spiritual Letterman jacket. He put on a jacket. He was like, He was happy. I got this jacket. I got the accolades, and you're way down there. Ooh, having a time of his life. He was laughing all the way to the top. Until, see, here you go. He walked into a classroom and it said, life exam. I'm in the back of the class. I passed the class, by the way, of course. I gotta work extra hard because someone wants to make it extra hard for me. I passed the class. Everybody in the classroom's taking their exam. He goes and sits down in the chair. The angel brings him his tests. Looks thicker than everybody else's. I said, oh, he's gonna fuck that shit up. He goes and looked at his test. He's like, this is not my test. And the spirit said, so did you achieve this accolade? Did you achieve this ascension? That accolade and that ascension? Yeah, this is your test. He goes and try to cheat and look on the other person's test. This person had comprehension questions, ABC. The other person had even easier questions. And spirit says, you can't cheat life. He go and look at his first question. With that one question was the entire page, his problem. That first problem he had. The entire page was advanced trigonometry. He don't have no calculator. He had advanced trigonometry. He said, this can't be me. This can't be my life, my exam. And the person, oh yes, it is. Didn't you do this and did you do that? Couldn't even get past the first page, and that's a life exam. So somebody's getting ready to get a test out that ass. Couldn't even get past the first page. It looked like something. It looked like Greek mythology. He was like, what kind of language is this? Math ain't mathin'. That's what's occurring. Judgment. It's gonna come one way or another. That's the song that's been hitting the whole month of February. One way or another. Everybody's out to get somebody. Your spirit's gonna get you, or you're gonna try to get somebody, and the spirit's chasing you to get you. I'm looking around going, this is like Ring Around the Roses. And then the other half has gotten this WWE mindset. They're walking around with titles, jumping on the ring. In the wrestling ring, you know how they jump around, they lean against it and bounce off of it and hold their titles and swing it in the air and jump on, lean to the crowd. Look at me, look at me. Who am I fighting next? It's like you guys just, I don't know, you need to flex your muscles. But you're not even flexing muscles with people that is your opponent. You messing around with people that like regular smegler folks, who's not even a part of this society. Y'all messing with people who are not even in the society, and you're in the ring wailing your titles against people who are not even practitioners. Some of these people are just tarot card readers, overthrowing the power. How far can I go? How low can I go? That's what it's given. And everybody has this macho man energy, females and the males. Everybody's just power thumping. Like they're the meanest and baddest bitch on the block. This is what we created for ourselves in February. Now you got all these people getting these extreme judgments. Nobody believes in karma, but judgment is here. Nobody believed in karma, but I'm gonna just move that comment and say judgment. Because some of you guys are getting worse of judgment than just karma. Because you know, human beings, we can create our own karma. We can send out return senders, we can send out other candle works to fuck your shit up. Is it warranted? Is it? Is somebody trying to save their own ass from fucking vultures and vampires? And then they want to get up and say, oh, don't be frightened. You frighten me, I'll fuck your shit up. Bitch, people are trying to live. You're either a giver of life or a giver of death. Which one are you? That's what I'm looking at when it comes to this community. I'm just confused. After all, people said the audacity. Everybody's talking about audacity. This is why you're in the situation you're in it. The ego is fragile. And you know you gotta be fragile when the devil starts laughing and look back and go, what the hell are these people doing? Nobody got nothing to hide, not over in the divine collective anyway. Definitely call your power back continuously. Now you got people sitting all in your energy, trespassing, and the spirits are like they're literally saying, he don't see us, she don't see us. And every time somebody makes a trespass against somebody, I hear the spirit says, And it's not that normal. It's like, oh my God, is that God? Is that the Alpha Omega? Who was that? It's like they're taking note now and literally watching how far these people are going to go. And they're going so far because I think I can. I think I can. That's the mindset. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with these. I don't know if the Trixie spirit is doing it to them or what. It's like they got the right is wrong, the wrong is right. And they want to stand upright in it when they talk. Yep. Now you got all these people in the vehicle. And other people out there extended. And you may went to t people levels. You went levels on this shit. Calling all these people. I would never bought that much attention. Now that everybody's looking. And you got these people on the ride with you. That's what gets me. I say, isn't it bad when you do it by yourself? But when you take the whole ship with you, that's a problem. And I'm not even in a coven. I'm not even in a coven. I'm like, God, this is one of the reasons. This is rare. It's one of the reasons why I can't get in a coven. Because all you need is one unhinged, grudge-hearted, jealous motherfucker. They will take the whole ship down with you. Nobody got no discernment. Nobody knows when to stop. No one knows when to get the fuck out the vehicle. I'm looking at these people in the car going, I would have jumped out as soon as this bitch lost control. Something ain't right. Boop, out the car I go, especially if I was psychic. Out the vehicle I went, rolling in the sand, because something ain't right here. No, these people kept on going. And Spirit says, everybody that had a hand in it. You're the people in the collective ain't got to cast judgment no more. Nobody got to do a return of sin no more. It's going to return on its own because it's so damn nasty, so severe. These actions are severe. It's like hitting a puppy, like it's like people are cornering a puppy and keep poking the puppy, having a field day, and people are witnessing it and just looking. Never giving this person wiser counsel, let alone let go. Come on now, grab the stick out of the hand, because the person may have a disorder. This person may be going through something. And what I mean, something could be a spiritual crisis. Everybody running off getting all these ascensions and initiations, and the shit is turning them inside out. And not one person stopped this person from, like, you know how you gotta grab somebody, like, when somebody's just doing too much, somebody gotta grab the hand and get some sense into them. Maybe they bloodthirst. I don't know. They got an unhealthy fixation. This fixation is so severe. This person, literally in the spirit, peeled off someone's face, and you know, like a scalpie. Yeah, she peeled the person's face off and attached it to her face and was looking through her eyes. I said, oh, whoa, that's serious disorder. Then you know, when things get so far off and everybody's, you know, doing weird extra shit, trying to see, trying, they're saying, oh, it was for this reason. And for that reason, and none of the reasons are going to be nowhere. Math ain't mathing the levels that these people went, how far they went. And I mean, they went far. I mean, I'm looking at myself going, yeah, they went really off the Richter scale. And nobody gave good counsel. The whole time they was in that car and they went miles. Not one said not one good counsel. Not one. Not even the spirit. And this woman was suffering. I don't know what kind of suffering she's enduring, but whatever she was, it was not cute. Okay. And then I looked down and I was like, is and I was just like, oh my God, these people, none of them. The only way through and out is to stop and go to freedom. Freedom is peace. Peace be still if you have to be. She heard me when I said peace. Peace be still. Peace, peace. Because the car was chaos in a bottle. It was a buildup of chaos. I said, peace is your only way out. You're on the road to purgatory. She said, what? I said, you peace. She said, oh, turn around and slammed on the brakes. Car bust open, wow, like Transformers. Peace instantaneously. Purgatory is a very long road or a short road. You have to do something hellified serious to end up in that kind of judgment. And you're worried about what you look like when you're getting ready to go into a judgment your ancestors got to leave with. I told y'all this last year. Y'all thought I was playing. I said, and I was trying to help and to save life. Every time I think I try to save somebody, I have to get worse. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna ever be able to help save people's ass. Because y'all, people aren't listening. And I'm like, I said it last year. I said, you're gonna leave something behind that your children are gonna have to take care of. Y'all thought this was a game. Y'all, I literally, when I watched y'all talk, I was like, y'all just out here talking like it's candy canes and apple pie. This is life. Not even life about the individual you're doing it to. What about the life of your own children and yourself and what you're leaving behind? But you didn't, I don't think nobody's thinking about this. You're creating oppression for somebody else so they can't get a hidden life and live the life that they're supposed to live. But what is going to impact you when this judgment comes? You just think you're going to just ride free forever? You think judgment never going to show up for you? These spirits are literally in mirrors waiting for your ass. Some of these people don't realize how many spirits are literally in the mirror. These spirits are literally hiding from you, mean mugging. It's like you just like, oh, I'm gonna wait till she turn her back. I'm gonna fuck a bitch up. I'm like, that's literally what these spirits look like. You may want to put a cloth over that mirror. Be careful when you look into it. Because y'all got some of these spirits watching y'all and they're hotter than grits. People say, are you in trouble? I'm not in trouble. You know who's in trouble? You are. That's what I've got to say to you. And then y'all casting death spells like a candy cane. Now you got these spirits coming. Again, you got human beings and spirits doing the same damn action. Y'all make assumptions, and these spirits and human beings are taking the presumptuous action without evidence to go against people. And when these spirits show up, these spirits are going, oh my God, what did I walk into? Let me back out slow. The other half, the human beings, I can see them in the spirit. I was like, oh, y'all just walk in front of a moving bus for people. I don't know if these people pay you or not. I don't know if everything's worth paying for nowadays. The way these people are getting these judgments, I don't want to be in front of a moving train with these people. Half of them, y'all in the car is too stupid to get out. Y'all going down with the Titanic. I can't say much about how people do in covens. But it does impact the entire group when one acts an ass continuously, and then you got these people on a hellfire ride to nowhere because of you, and now they're getting ready to go through persecution. You persecuted the innocent people. renting them ragged, trying to tear up the whole life, trying to tear up the spot, literally blow up the spot. And now these people in the car with you is getting ready to go through that same fate. And then people wonder why I'm under composure. I need composure. I need to have patience of Job. Because if I made the actions that you made, it will be a mess out here. We don't know. We're coming and going, and we start to fight back and forth like a bunch of coyotes. It looks like Wile E. Coyote right now. Beep, beep. Toot, toot. It does. You're a whole multitude of people fighting against one person. And you go on these levels. And all I'm seeing is the judgment. Not normal judgment. You know how somebody light a candle and they do and tear up shit? No. This is something else intervening. Did you know that some of these people was supposed to be on the journey? Because they're fighting for a Ten of Pentacles. That some of these people was supposed to be on the journey for the Ten of Pentacles for protection. They were supposed to be the spiritual protector of the chosen one. Instead, they end up turning against the chosen one. Oh, it's gonna be an interesting time. Discernment is highly needed at this time. Compassion, because I've been hearing about mercy. These are the people who are merciless to you. Keep that in mind. That the spirit of mercy is coming through. I'm like, what do you mean mercy? I say, is it going to get that bad where you're going to need mercy? Is the judgment going to be that severe where mercy has to be in play? What the hell? They had no mercy for the collective. Had none. They didn't give a goddamn. They wanted you dead and dead on arrival, dead on the spot. And now they're hollering for mercy. How? What? So you can come out here tomorrow and do the same thing again, and the judgment is even worse than yesterday? No, ma'am. And everybody's going for a ride. Spirit says, to the locomotion. That's what it's giving. So this train is going to smack somebody between the eyeballs. And everybody's joining in. Everybody's doing the same cocky ass move. They hear something, they take the action, and they smug as fuck. And I'm looking at them going, do you not see the bus? Do you not see us? And when I say us, I'm talking about the shit that's behind you. The thing that's watching you, you have not seen yet. You looking at me and something looking at you. Taking note. And every time y'all make a move in action, the spirit goes, And I'm like, this is not a normal Somebody's in trouble and not even know it. And trespassing gets everybody. Sitting in your energy like it's an ATM machine. These spirits are like, didn't we just crown this motherfucker? What are you doing? What's she doing? So, the exalted ones are starting to show up. And when there's something that is causing for prayer of possibilities, peace is the possibility. We have to all, the people on the opposite side of the fence and others, everyone, have to transmute this pain and suffering into healing. This person needs to go to a healer that is exalted. We have to watch our ego, everybody. I'm talking about not just us, that's not me, everybody. Everybody has to watch their ego. If it's a good ego, it's going to serve mankind. Bad ego, serve yourself. We're getting a lot of energies about the Divine Mother. It's all about love. And sometimes you have to be absent of judgment in these really dire situations. I will be absent of judgment and go into this power and love. And people say, that's full of shit. You block. Don't get me wrong. I'm like the Incredible Hulk. I'm always angry. And maybe a juggernaut way it's going. Busting through these shit. I'm trying to bust through this chaos. Spiritual juggernaut. A lot of the stuff is starting to reflect back on people so hard. It's not going to be funny. It's not going to be funny. It's not funny now. Peace and literally, I touched the card and literally peace falls out. People are wondering why stuff is backfiring. It's reflection. You guys, your projection is coming back to you. Literally, what you put out is coming back. That's literally what it is. Peace is the clear way out. That's all I got. That's the peace card. When my mind is clear, the way is clear. I'm at peace. I'm at peace. That's the card. Peace. Peace, peace, peace. And then I see the freedom card. It's going to take a journey because a lot of you guys got to go back into discipline. All these actions and behaviors is somebody who's not disciplined in their integrity, grace, and a whole slew of other things. I don't know what to tell you. That's my code word for this week. If somebody wants mercy, the avenue to mercy is peace. Not just for yourself, but for everybody. If you want mercy, peace. You don't want nobody to drag you out in the middle of the street and tell you all your business like you're telling everybody else's business to every spirit and person you can find, lying. Maybe you give a little grace and mercy to these people that you have relentlessly tortured. Now you don't want nobody to speak against you because the spells are breaking like I don't know what. And the karma is getting literally, I hear them say, worse and worse. It's going to get strong. You think, no. Literally. You got the dark and the light coming together on this one. You got the dark and the light coming together on this one. They're starting to merge a bridge. Heaven, from as above as below, is starting to really quicken. The entities and the magic you guys are doing, the higher and lower realms are starting to bridge. And I'm pretty sure that once the bridge is met and it hits and connects and it stays, judgment will be severe. Y'all, whatever magic y'all have been doing is creating a fast forward approach in the realities of spiritual practice. I don't know if it's really good for you. I don't think it's going to be good for you at all because now things have to be corrected. And these spirits don't look like they're forgiving. Y'all said talking about offerings and all that. I'm like, somebody's gonna wake up one morning and that shit ain't gonna work. Spirit has told me many, many times. You know what Spirit had told me? He said, somebody gonna fuck around, they're gonna fucking die at the altar. He said, that's what somebody's headed to. When y'all go to that person's house, they're gonna be laying on the altar, fucking around, finding out. The people don't understand the levels of protection you got. You here for a reason. They're snatching up the spirit, testing, testing. They're like, I don't know what to tell you. All I know is, people are trying to bait people to fight like it's a WWE on a spiritual practice against people who are not even in the practice. How is that even justified or fair? And these are adults that thinks like this. This is what we call good counsel. Like, something's wrong on a whole other level. Just keep being authentically you. That's all I can tell you. Just be yourself, speak the truth. Don't be out here lying and don't be out here exaggerating. Stick to the truth. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Truth is your protection at this point in time. Don't be out here adding extra. I told people don't be out here in this victim mode, because that victim mode, you drum up shit and that shit is gonna backfire like I don't know what. Don't get it. Don't do that. Don't do it to yourself. Transmute this stuff, because it's like somebody who has an impossible sensation for grudge hardiness. This is like somebody who's I don't know what it is, but it's not giving. Somebody's gonna get healed though. The exalted one. I keep getting that card over and over again. Yeah, so y'all got I'm gonna do this protection. Keep doing your protection prayers. Keep trying to do these protection prayers. These people are gonna keep doing these spell works until, and I'm trying to help people, even the ones that are just not taking any good counsel. Because I know people hate people all the time. You ain't gotta like me forever. But there's one thing I'm never gonna let myself get to. I don't care how much I hate you, how much wrong you done to me. But there's certain lines that shouldn't be crossed, right? And when you start to put your soul at risk for some hate shit that's not worth your time, you can't even stand the person. Why would you put yourself in hell? I would stop right there, because I would not give the satisfaction of going to hell. It's just me. I ain't gonna set myself on fire for nobody. I'm not gonna have no spirit chase me for life. I'm not gonna be out here riding on the road to nowhere because I got a grudge to pick, and I'm gonna keep on going, and then I'm gonna take a whole bunch of people with me. I ain't got that kind of pride. It's just sometimes, it's just not that. So that's my reading. I don't know. The people say, what is my solution? Peace. Be still. Everybody should just stop and reset. And then when I say reset, don't, if somebody you don't like, don't be on their Instagram, don't be on their newsletter. If you got friends and you say, look, for my well-being, don't mention this bitch name. Okay? Shit, if you gotta put that on your clause in your contract when you come book a reading me, do not mention that bitch name. Oh, I saw it on such and such platform. They're like, bitch, then I say, you gonna call, somebody needs to do whatever they have to do to move forward into peace. If they feel like they're gonna be ruined, I feel like what's happening, in a sense, that these actions they continue to take is ruining them more than just the person they think is going to expose them. It's not us having to expose you. The magic is so potent in the energy, and you're sitting as fast as you're sending it out, the fastest returning, everybody's seeing it. And I literally don't know if people know this, but I know a lot of you guys work on invisibility spells. It's not working. I mean, when I say we see you, I mean we see you. So when you see the people talking on and today's reading, blah blah, they get to see you. And then y'all get on TikTok and say stories and stuff. I'm like, oh, don't say that. Don't get on. Don't do that. Try to make. Oh, I'm here. I'm not. Don't do that. I just be like, uh-oh. You see me stop social media all of a sudden? I stopped everything. I said, oh, no mom, no ma'am. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm not gonna have me out here looking. No, ma'am. So you guys just be careful. Don't poke the bear. People are poking the bear literally, but don't poke the bear. I think a lot of people are trying to provoke fights, and these fights is dealing with people who maybe have some sort of resentment, but this resentment ain't worth. This kind of resentment ain't worth setting my soul on fire for. There's no level. There's no way. I felt like this person should have stopped so long ago that I don't think the person would have If they're worried about exposure, the exposure didn't happen because of the person talking about you, because you're talking about them, seriously. The exposure came from the work you're doing. And then you're thinking you're smart and you get other people to do the work and they're being exposed for you. It's literally, it's like a moving, speeding train. And you got these people staying real close to getting hit for you. Let it go. It's a hell of a story. That's all I got to tell you. And there's so many people watching, and I'm like, this is the worst part. This person's over here talking about exposed. You've been exposed. Nobody had to call your name. You're screaming, I'm ruined. Oh, everybody knows. It's almost like they're holding their breath. Nobody has to call your name. They know it's you. That's the bad part. I don't know what to tell you. Y'all want to know what the outcome is? I already know what the outcome is, but we'll see. Peace is the way, but I was like, I can't tell these people. These people are so hot and angry and hostile and WWE style wrestling. Type of witchcraft. I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna stand back. Y'all got spirits getting judgment. Now the people, no, the people getting judgment and the spirits getting judgment too. I was like, this is not the way. Well, that's an interesting card. Oh my God. I don't know if I even want to share this one. Oh my God. That's a hell of a card. Oh my God. Oh my God. Guess what the card is, y'all? This is the Divine Feminine card. If y'all got one of these cards. The card that came out was the Outsider. I have arrived and I'm where I'm always will be in love. Yikes. I don't know how these comments gonna handle that one. The Queen of the Outsiders. I have arrived and I'm where I will always be in love. I'm gonna end with that note. Be the Queen of the Outsiders, y'all, if you're a lady. Be an Emperor of the Outsiders if you're a man. Stay in love, stay in peace, stay in forgiveness. And yes, I want you to protect yourself 10 toes down, 1,000 toes down. Keep your spiritual cleansing up. Get your healing on. Get your Reiki. Get your doctor's appointment. Do whatever you got to do, because you know when you're dealing in spiritual spiritual war, it's you got to do all the necessary things. Everybody, take care of yourself. Peace is your freedom. Peace. I understand everybody got grudges. Somebody needs to go see, somebody need to go heal that. Again, many blessings to you guys. Until next time, I probably won't be back. Hopefully this next moon. Uh-oh. Well, I'm not gonna say too much, but yeah. Yeah, just protect yourselves. Spring is almost here. I want some of y'all to be here for spring. Did I say it like that? Yeah, I did say it like that. I will be honest with you. I would like some of you guys to be here in spring. Everybody got a job to do, an assignment. But y'all keep going every new moon in these levels that you've been going on. I told you, I saw somebody dying at the altar. Head first. Not cute. This is somebody who has an altar on the floor, by the way. Be careful, because somebody's gonna get this. Some of y'all calling these practitioners, and some of these practitioners have been doing a lot of shit, and you're gonna hire somebody one day, and these bitches ain't gonna be up in the morning. I'm like, and this is not even for me, and not me doing anything. I'm just gonna let you know that some of these people have done so much shit. They may, I don't know. I just feel like some of y'all tapping into things that you've done too much, and it's like the spirit give me that energy. You know what I'm hearing from spirit? Last strike, you're out. That's what I'm saying. And some of these people are just so normal. Like I saw this one practitioner. She was so used to just hexing people. And I was like, oh my God, she won't even see that shit coming. She was so in her element. I said, she's so in her element. She going, bitch, y'all better fuck. Look, spirit literally said karma. I knew judgment. I can't help humanity, right? Can I help humanity? I don't know if I can ever help humanity. I don't know. The people got their own opinions in the end. Destruction. Yeah, it's just not. Listen to your spirit team, Lord Jesus. They're trying to keep you alive, and you're just going straight to the. People gonna be listening. People gonna be going to a funeral, and the person trying to get you in one. Lord have mercy. It is not worth it. It's not worth it at all. So I hope these people find some good counsel. And when I mean good counsel, I'm not talking about good counsel to send you yourself straight to purgatory. Because I'm hearing the spirit says last chance, last strike, you're out. And I'm literally hearing that. And these people may not even be involved. They may be just coming out the blue. And these people are just going to be wipe out, just wipe out. And I've been hearing that a lot too. Wipe out. So I don't know. Some of you guys probably say judgment ain't serious enough. Okay, keep going then. I'll be over here just working away. So beautiful. Happy. Peace. Peace.